Hi, welcome back to Learn Me Some English's Daily News Podcast 151. Today's article, How Duty-Free Shopping Began in Ireland. My name is Jean Meesom. You can find me at www.learnmesomeenglish.com. You can tune into these podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, and many more. Today we will learn about how this multi-billion dollar industry began in the west of Ireland after World War II. Today I will give you the vocabulary necessary to understand the article. I will read the article and in the end follow up with some comprehension questions. So sit back, relax, go for a walk, but tune in. And while listening to a daily news article, also learn some new English. Enjoy. Now for today's vocabulary. 1. Perfume, noun. A fragrant liquid that people use to make themselves smell good. I bought my girlfriend a bottle of perfume for her birthday. 2. Innovative, adjective. Having or introducing new ideas, methods, etc. Elon Musk is known for his innovative ventures such as Tesla, SpaceX, and Neuralink. 3. Westerly, adjective. In or moving in a westward direction. The most westerly point of the U.S. is Peaked Island in the state of Alaska. 4. Refuel, verb. To fill or be filled with more fuel. We'll need to refuel at the next gas station. 5. Technically, adverb. According to facts or the exact meaning of something. Despite having the word nut in their name, peanuts are technically legumes. 6. Shed, noun. A small building usually used for garden storage. Could you get the ladder from the shed, please? The title of today's article, How Duty-Free Shopping Began in Ireland. Bottles of alcohol and perfume cover the walls, surrounded by traditional souvenirs, sweets, and piles of Toblerone chocolate. Welcome to duty-free shopping. It's a multi-billion dollar industry, but it all began in an airport in the west of Ireland. It was 1947, and the world was recovering from the economic and social shock of World War II. But it was also a time of opportunity, and in Shannon Airport, an innovative young manager named Brendan O'Regan had an idea. Shannon is Europe's most westerly airport, and in the days before jet planes, older aircraft flying from the U.S. to Europe would stop there to refuel. There was a major port in the area too. And when O'Regan was sailing home after a trip to the U.S., he noticed that duty-free goods were sold on board. Duty-free is a centuries-old term that means goods are sold without the usual taxes being added, so the product costs less. These were allowed to be sold on ships because they were traveling in international waters and so could be sold without local taxes. O'Regan wanted airports to be treated in the same way, so he encouraged the Irish government to pass a law that allowed part of the airport to be seen as no man's land, not technically part of Ireland. He opened the world's first airport duty-free shop in Shannon in 1947. But his walls weren't covered with bottles, and the shop was only the size of a shed. At first, he sold local produce and souvenirs, but later he began selling alcohol, which was very popular. Prices were sometimes just a third of those in regular shops. His idea soon spread around the world, with Amsterdam becoming the next airport to introduce duty-free shop in 1957. Regulations have changed over the years, and so have the prices. No longer are the deals quite so good, but it's still possible to find a bargain. Perhaps you'll remember the name of Brendan O'Regan the next time you fly. Now for the discussion questions. 1. What are your thoughts on the history of duty-free shopping? 2. Do you usually buy from duty-free when you travel? What do you usually get? 3. Do you tend to buy a lot of souvenirs when you travel? 4. Is alcohol heavily taxed where you live? 5. When was the last time you got a bargain on something? I hope you enjoy today's article. My name is Jean Meesom. You can find me at www.learnmeesomenglish.com. This article was courtesy of Engu. You can find it at www.engoo.com. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you again next time. Bye.